This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted the transformative role played by women in the journey towards a developed India, emphasizing the government's focus on women-led development over the past 11 years. As the NDA government at the centre completes 11 years in office, Mr. Modi reaffirmed that in all sectors, be it science, education, sports, startups, and the armed forces, women are excelling and inspiring several people. In a social media post, the Prime Minister noted that the NDA government has redefined women-led development through a series of impactful initiatives. These include ensuring dignity through the Swachh Bharat Abhiyan, financial inclusion via Janadhan accounts, and empowerment at the grassroots level. In Sikkim, 28 stranded persons have been evacuated from Chaten in Mangan district by a special helicopter sortie today. Official sources said that the Sikkim government, in response to an urgent request from stranded locals, tourist taxi drivers and government officials at Chaten, has successfully air evacuated 28 stranded individuals, including three minors. All evacuees have reached Pakyong Greenfield Airport safely. Our correspondent reports that a special helicopter sortie was deployed today to facilitate this immediate evacuation, ensuring timely assistance to those stranded in the area. Earlier on Friday, all the stranded tourists were airlifted from Chaten. The Manipur government has ordered suspension of internet and mobile data services, including VSAT and VPN, in the territorial jurisdiction of five valley districts for 5 days. The decision has been made in view of the prevailing law and order situation following the protest after the arrest of Meitei outfit's leader. In Telangana, three more ministers will be inducted into the state cabinet. The swearing-in ceremony will take place at Raj Bhavan in Hyderabad this afternoon. G. Vivek Venkataswamy, A. Lakshman and Vakithi Srihari will be inducted into the cabinet. With this, the number of cabinet members in Telangana will rise to 15. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar is to embark on a 7-day official visit to France and Belgium today. During his France visit, the External Affairs Minister will hold bilateral discussions with his French counterpart Jean-Noël Barrot in Paris. Dr. Jayashankar will also participate in the inaugural edition of Mediterranean Raisina Dialogue in the city of Marseille. Foreign portfolio investors, FPIs, turned net sellers with a withdrawal of 8,749 crore rupees from the Indian equity markets in the first week of this month, triggered by renewed US-China trade tensions and rising US bond yields. This momentum follows a net investment of nearly 20,000 crore rupees in May and over 4,000 crores in April, data with the depositories showed. Apart from equities, FPIs pulled out 6,709 crore rupees from the debt general limit and 5,974 crore rupees from the debt voluntary retention during June 2-6. Colombia's right-wing presidential candidate, 39-year-old Senator Miguel Uribe Turbay, was shot multiple times during a campaign event in the capital, Bogota. The attack occurred yesterday while Uribe was addressing a small crowd in a park. He is currently fighting for his life in a hospital in the capital. Police have arrested a 15-year-old suspect from the scene. Meanwhile, Uribe's party, Centro Democratico, condemned the attack. The 17th edition of the joint military exercise Nomadic Elephant 2025 between India and Mongolia is being conducted at the Special Forces Training Center in Ulaanbaatar. The exercise is underway with a focus on the conduct of non-conventional operations in semi-urban and mountainous terrain. U.S. President Donald Trump has ordered the deployment of 2,000 National Guard troops in Los Angeles to help manage the unrest over raids on undocumented migrants. The city saw a second day of unrest last night as residents of a predominantly Latino district clashed with immigrants. In French Open tennis, world number one Yannick Sinner will face world number two and defending champion Carlos Alcaraz in the men's singles title this evening. American tennis star Coco Gauff had clinched her maiden women's singles title French Open last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.